What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The other day I was at an estate sale and an old guy commented, unsolicited, to people looking at a desktop computer for sale that computer's nothing but a typewriter hooked up to a TV set. Besides that being a pretty ignorant thing to say, it seems like a lot of old guys just like saying whatever pops into their head to anyone within earshot, even if no one's listening. And then it dawned on me, what is this very podcast if not old guys just blabbing on and on while no one seems to listen?
Yep.
The slow march of time comes for us all.
Oh, jeez.
My name is Brandon.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Qualified Nonsense.
I don't know, like looking at our listener base, I would feel proud if we were being listened to like learn English as a second language or something. Bunch of guys being like, oh, dick, fart.
Yeah, learning all the good stuff. I will say, speaking of whoever is in fact listening, I know we have a handful of listeners aside from our parents. Actually, are you guys' parents still listening? I don't know if mine are.
My mom pointed out at my daughter's birthday this weekend that she listened to that episode, and I was kind of like, I always reflect back to what I said. I was like, oh, fuck. I mean, crap. I mean, god damn it. I mean, shoot.
No. For the past, I don't know, probably.
I was like, oh, did I talk about family trauma on that one?
Oh, no? Shit. I know. at least for the episode descriptions, I've been pretty cheeky, and I feel like there's one of them that was like, if anyone actually reads this, like you'll get a prize, you'll get like $20 or something sent to you in the mail. If anyone just even reads it, and I'm pretty confident that no one reads this aside from Matt, it sounds like so.
We haven't gotten any complaints. Where's my money?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know my parents listen. I know one of my sisters listens. So yeah, I don't know if anybody else does.
Yeah, I don't. I get told randomly of, oh, I listened to it, or oh, I listened to it. Like there's a guy who's married to a friend of the family who owns the dog daycare. He sent me a message randomly, and he was like, I enjoy listening to you guys because I find myself conversing with you during the cast. And I was like, oh, interesting feedback.
I have a friend who also gave that feedback. He was found himself yelling at the phone with regard to some of our more
animated,
spicy exchanges.
Maybe we should just leave pauses in there and kind of treat it like one of those kid shows. Like, I don't know. What do you think?
Like a Dora the Explorer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
What do we talk about on the last one? About the tendon snipping from the wiener.
Oh, God.
It's like, yeah. I don't know. Would you snip your wiener tendon?
Wait, no. Wait a second. Oh, yeah. That's
fantastic.
Right.
Oh, and then we have to respond to there.
Yeah. Oh, why not?
Oh, no.
Like Planet of the Apes. No, I don't know. I found that to be interesting feedback. I guess we lend ourselves well to conversing.
To having parasocial relationships with people.
Yes.
Oh.
It is, I mean, I listen to a number of podcasts that, and a lot of the ones I listen to, I've been listening for a long time, and it does, you do kind of feel this sort of intimate relationship with the hosts of a show if you've been listening long enough, and it does kind of feel like, oh, like these people are, I mean, I don't really think this because this is like psycho behavior, but it, like you do kind of start thinking like, oh, I know these people, like I like these are my friends. And
The way you're presenting it right now, Brandon, you're like, oh, look, they said that they were having dinner at their house on Friday. It's like, man gets arrested by thinking he has a relationship with podcast stars.
Listen, this is where
the gate just wouldn't open.
He and his wife said they were having dinner and they live near like trying to stop.
Well, but even if that is, psychologically unsound behavior. When you had your podcast with Adrian and we were not talking regularly outside of that, I felt like I listened regularly and I felt like I was like in on the jokes and I don't,
at the table, I mean, kind of a thing.
Yeah. And I don't listen to a bunch of podcasts. So I think, especially if you know the people or if you have a, not know the people, but like even,
I'd say even if you tertiary,
like
common friendship interest.
Common interest, sure. And it's,
I think that's one of the easiest, exactly, one of the easiest places to get people that false sense of like, no, we're buds because we both like Dungeons and Dragons or whatever.
Right.
I guess it's probably how people feel with like when, you know, with like daytime talk shows, like, you know, Oprah and Ellen and all that, like somebody that they watch every day or,
you could even say sitcoms like The Office, for example. That's one of the, like, our, I think our generation's most cultic shows. So people could be like, hey, it's Rainn Wilson. It's Dwight. You know, like,
yeah,
you get so involved in the character as well.
Well, I'll say also our brains are not wired to consume digital media. Full stop. Like when you hear someone
keep watching YouTube, though.
But yeah, no, still smash that subscribe button and click like. But of course, people try to draw like I think I'm sure there's physiological, like if you were to take a brain scan, an MRI of someone listening to a podcast versus like having a conversation, I'm sure a lot of the same areas will light up in the brain because it's the same business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if it would also trigger other sensors, like more on the imagination side versus
maybe
like the other stimulation of having a conversation in person.
Yeah.
Also, right. Jake, you mentioned Adrian. Shout out to her and our buddy Dane. RIP to their dog Porter.
Yep. RIP.
We learned about that today.
Good. He's a good boy.
Good boy.
Pour one out for him.
Thanks for bringing it down there, Brandon. That's
Well, how was everyone's week? Hopefully, all your dogs are fine.
Jesus. Oh boy. My week. So we had a kind of a monumental thing in our house this weekend. It's going to sound boring to most probably, but Jake, you might identify. Margot had, in what is my opinion, first sleepover with a friend at the friend's house.
At a friend's house. Okay.
Yeah. Now she's had a slumber party next door with the neighbors, but it was for a birthday and it was like there were more kids there. This was like one-on-one sleepover.
Nice.
I don't know. It was one of those like, it's Friday night. What do we do? I guess we have another kid, but it's like, what do you do? You know, where's Margo? So, has Oscar had anything like that yet?
He has not. He's so we've got cousins in the area that we're pretty close with. So when we do hang out, they do like a whole sleepover thing. And it wasn't until pretty recently that they like slept in the same room. But yeah, I mean, I feel like recently there have been a couple of things that have occurred that have that same sort of emotional weight to them. Like, oh, that's a thing now. You're old enough to do that.
Guess I don't need you. And you don't need me anymore.
You don't need me anymore. I know. Actually today, I don't know, Matt, if Margo has had to deal with any of this, but Oscar's teeth right now are coming in a little jank, and we went to the orthodontist to get, because the dentist was like, hey, you should do that, and just to get a consultation, and we're looking at getting him braces over the next year or so. And I was like, god, damn, 10 years old?
Yeah,
10. Yeah,
I guess that's when you should have. Like, I had mine what I felt like was late. I would have rather had mine in middle school than starting high school.
Right. I know. That's what I was thinking out, because I had mine in high school also. But anyway, and Anne and I were just talking about that tonight. We're like, wow, okay. So it wasn't so much a like, if we should versus, it wasn't like a should we do this. It was like a, oh, this is, you're going to need this in about a year when the rest of his like baby teeth, his front baby teeth fall out. It's like,
so anyway, GoFundMe has been set up.
Yep, GoFundMe set up.
No. Margo's actually going to be right in line with that. So kids in there, janky ass teeth.
I saw pictures that she had a Harry Potter birthday party.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty cool. We got these, I had purchased these suspending candles. There was a really expensive version on Amazon, or a really cheap version on Temu. So I got that one, and they actually worked great. We didn't even test them before we like strung them and hung them up. I was like, I hope this works. But yeah, it was like, there's all these suspended candles, and there's a wand that actually turns them on and off, so you can like play. And the art and craft of the birthday party was all the girls made their own wand out of like self or air drying clay. So we got staffs, and some were like really creative with it, wrapping like a snake around and a witch's hat on it. So they made their own wands, and yeah, it was good.
That sounds fun.
I saw the pictures, and then the thing I thought was countdown to Matt being sick in 3.
I mean, no, I'm good. I will say it was like the quietest birthday I've ever been to as well. Like, it was 2 hours long, and they were only running around and like giggling in the last 10 minutes with their wands. So they were running around the house, like pointing sticks at each other, which is a great idea.
What you don't know is that the previous 45 minutes, they were like uttering incantations. They're like,
no, they were like running around killing each other, like with the kill spell. Like, they were like, and then like Rona ran up to me and just like said it out loud. I was like, god damn, these kids are going hard in the paint.
I have heard that as like an analogy, like in the Harry Potter world, of being like, in Harry Potter, they were like, hey, Harry Potter, you're a wizard. Also, here's the equivalent of a gun and it chooses you.
Well, and then you're also a kid, and like, here's a kill spell, but don't ever say it.
Yeah.
What do you kill? Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah.
Sorry.
Margo had her birthday, and it was great. She had a great time. What about you guys? How's the new gig settling in, Jake?
Oh man, it's kicking the shit out of me. It's
in a good way, right?
No, I mean, no, yeah, in a fine way, but it's like, but it's doing a number on me. I feel like I worked in a I had previously worked in startup land where it was like running and gunning, and then it got bought by a larger corporation that was much more slow moving. So I think my skills or my urgency maybe atrophied a bit there. Then I got laid off, and then I went to a large institution that is known for moving kind of slowly, which is fine because they still get their shit done. But I think my skills atrophied a bit. And so now I went from being like the very top, like the actual very top performer, to like the actual very bottom performer. And that's been an adjustment. A little pang to my ego, but that's okay. I'm getting up to speed, so it's enjoyable, and it's an interesting world. I'm just I'm super busy, so
but it's, you're good. Doing good,
so I'm good. What about you, Brandon?
My week was eventful. I went to go see the comedian Stavros Halkias this week. He's really funny. I'd probably say he's probably, I don't know, one of the top, for me, funniest comedians out there right now.
What's his name?
Stavros Halkias.
Sounds like a Harry Potter spell.
Stavi. no, he's really funny. I also went to go see the touring company of Chicago came through town, so we saw Chicago. Cool. That was really good.
All that as jazz. Well.
And all that jazz. We went to trivia Saturday night, came in first place.
Let's go.
That was good.
Well done.
And
what was the winning question?
There wasn't a tiebreaker. So, oh, okay. Yeah, it was a decisive victory. We didn't.
Oh yeah, sweep the floor.
Okay, but there was a question that the host said, he hosts around town, and he said nobody has gotten this question right in 3 or 4 shows, and I got it right.
Nice. What's
the name of the big red heart-shaped monster character in Looney Tunes? And
the devil one?
No, he's like a big hairy monster with like eyes, and he just you just see his eyes, and he has shoes. Oh,
the Shaggy guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Well, I mean, if there's a guy who probably knows stuff about Looney Tunes characters and things, he probably looks a lot like me, but it's Gossamer is the name of the character.
I feel like I've heard, interesting.
But
did you make a big deal out of it? Did you like stand up and flip him off or something?
No. But he asked it, he said like nobody has gotten it, and then after he asked it, I like said to him, like I was like, I think I got it, and then he read the questions and I did get it. But
that's a cool feeling to be like, yeah, I knew that. Like, even though it's trivia, it's like
just flip over the table and be like, come at me with some hard ones.
Yeah.
they also do a picture round that where he hands out a sheet, and there's like different pictures of different things on it each time, but this time it was all actors named Jason, and there were a dozen of them.
Nice. Oh, geez.
And we got them all except for one, and I couldn't identify him. And they were all kind of older pictures of these actors. And it was Jason Statham. I missed it. It was
Jason Statham?
Well, it was Jason Statham with hair.
Oh.
And
that's not fair. Yeah.
And so I was like, is that like a football player? Like, I couldn't like figure out who it was. And like, if you look up Jason Statham with hair, he's like, he looks like a completely different person. Yeah, that one threw me off. I mean, once he said it, you can kind of tell.
Oh,
but
yeah, he does look different. Like, yeah, I would feel like I'd be particularly irritated if I found out that the one, because like when you said Jason, that was the first Jason that came
exactly
to mind.
Same.
Well, it was also younger Jason Statham, and he had hair. So
right,
that's just one of those questions that the trivia master gets off on, like with their little go, like, I totally got these guys.
Got it.
I put him up there when he had hair. Technically, it's still him.
Oh man, your reaction to that, Matt, reminded me of your joy of riddles, and I did. Well, I happened upon one, and I don't remember what it was now, but it was
about how much I like trivia
hole.
Too.
Matt hates having one pulled over on him.
Oh man.
Do you hate like when people like try to scam you or like, no. Like, hey, I bet you can't whatever.
I don't know, like if it's jokingly, sure, but I don't know, like if you're on the street, be like, hey, bet you can't. No. Yeah, that's kind of fuck off.
Or like if you get a phone call like saying that, you know, they're from whatever and they're gonna, I don't
those
know, they have
like,
your internet search history and they're, you know, they need $5,000.
I like to play with those people. It actually, like, if I were to be an actor, it'd be one of those like, yeah, well, turn into a Liam Neeson. Like, I have a very special set of skills, you know. Fuck with the call centers.
Well, boys, you want to take a break and get into our questions?
Yeah, we're doing questions.
Yeah, I like that.
We'll be back.
Do it.
Have you ever looked up into the sky and thought, huh, what is that? Well, that's the
universe.
And today, the universe is saying, have a good day.
And we're back. Oh, feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials. Now's the time on the show where we take on Reddit's most pressing questions by finding the...
I was there. I was right there.
My mind went, take off what?
We'll randomize the questions and then answer them from there. So...
Bleep, bloop, 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 bloop.
First question comes to us from, okay, from Long Mustache from Ask Reddit. Long Mustache asks, what's a universally loved food that you secretly think is trash? I'll say that again clean. What's a universally loved food that you secretly think is trash?
Trash? I think American cheese is trash. I don't know of any application that I like it in.
Smash burgers. That's pretty
hard. Disagree. Yeah.
Right.
I think it's a superior cheeseburger cheese.
Wait, okay, Jake opened his mouth. Shut up, Jake. You're wrong.
I know. That was I like that the question.
Also, we know how you already feel about Joe's Donuts, you asshole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, Joe's Donuts. I like that the question is like, all right, this is going to be a hot take no matter what your answer is. And then I answered, you guys are like, fuck you. All right. What's your guys's? I'm locked and loaded, ready to go.
I don't know if this is like universally loved, but like Subway. I mean, they're everywhere.
That's a dumb opinion, Brandon. No, I agree. Yeah, Subway's kind of mediocre.
Especially now that the $5 footlongs are like $16.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Subway is more of like a place that you go to if you have to go there, but
it's like, one of those, like, I don't like pooping in public. So you find the safest thing. It's like, if I have to eat somewhere, I'll go to Subway, I guess.
I find that Subway on road trips is okay, because especially if it's a long road trip, cause I can only have fried food a couple of times before I'm like, my body's like, hey, screw
shut
you,
down.
Man. Yeah.
I don't know that it's universally.
So it's like a respite
loved.
More than a. Oh, sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say tomatoes.
But I feel like that's pretty split, pretty well divided.
Yeah, I'm not a tomato lover.
I get their application and I appreciate it, like in sauces and stuff. But just like tomatoes to like eat one, I was just like, oh, it's disgusting.
So, I like pico de gallo, and I like salsa. But I don't like a slice of tomato on a sandwich.
Yeah, see, I'll do salsa, but I still draw the line at pico. It's just all acidic-y and ugh.
So there is, there are some pretty strong opinions out there about tomatoes, specifically the tomatoes that Yankees eat or that people in the Pacific Northwest eat, because they don't grow as well. But when I was in Louisville, I had like a big, like freshly picked tomato from what's considered the South. And, I've had some really delicious tomatoes, and the difference between that and your common store-bought like beefcake or whatever they're called. Even beef Roma steak? Tomatoes, like beefsteak, beefcake, beefsteak, tomatoes. Yeah, I think there is a big difference depending on where you're getting them from and how fresh they are. But I feel like that even, you know, even in the South, I feel like people are pretty well split on whether they like tomatoes or not.
The only Southern city I've been to is New Orleans, and I've had fried green tomatoes there, and they're very good.
Yeah,
I will say
it's because they're green
and fried.
Well, yeah, I mean, anything you could fry a dog turd, and I'm sure it'd be good. But
I'm gonna kind of alter the question a little bit. I don't think it's. I wouldn't say that I think it's trash. It's just one of those I would rather eat most anything else, but pasta. I just don't really like pasta that much. I'll never seek it out or really order it on a menu.
Really?
Or yeah, it just doesn't. I guess the only thing like that has become recently is like the ramen style noodles, but
yeah.
Like, Italian pasta, like I'd never seek it out.
That's really interesting.
I'm more apt to eat pasta at home, but not when I go out, because I feel like
you're getting
like
cheated.
The upcharge on pasta is stupid. And
yeah, that's fair.
I suppose there's that too. Like, yeah, like looking at something that you could make easily at home by yourself.
Like, would I rather pay $40 for a steak or $30 for a bowl of pasta? It's like, probably the steak.
Yeah. Yeah, not really a hard choice, at least for me. I know everybody, like,
yeah,
people that love pasta really love it. And I feel like it's one of those widely loved dishes. But for me, again, I don't think it's trash. I'll eat it. I'm apt to make it at home, but it's just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I really like pasta. And I guess I would get pasta out, but I feel like as simple as pasta is, people can really fuck it up. So I don't generally gravitate towards it going out. but yeah, I mean, I really like pasta. I do really like Asian style noodles a lot.
And I think I like those because they're not readily as readily available, or like,
do Asian just going and making fall a butter under sauce the or something. Pasta classification.
It's a great question. Like ramen and pho, are those
because is that like pasta? Do like rice soup? Noodles fall in, or like soba noodles or yakisoba or I don't know.
I used to be repulsed by yakisoba as a kid. I thought it looked like snot, just kind of all over noodles. And now it's one of those like, yeah, sign me up.
No, ramen is not pasta, says the AI overview of Google. Though both are made from wheat flour and boiled in water.
Yeah, when I think pasta, I think more like Italian type stuff.
And with you, I feel like it's one of those, if you wanted to have like a very authentic Italian whatever, you'd be having even more of an upcharge for like that scale. But also the like Italian way of cooking is like, keep it simple. All you need is a little tomato and some garlic and oil. And I was like, why would I pay for those four ingredients and upcharge even more? I would just do that at home.
Yeah. Have you seen the price of eggs lately?
Tell me about it. Kids, close that door.
Something also I think something that's universally loved, but I mean, I won't say I think it's trash, but I dislike is Thanksgiving turkey.
Yes. 100%.
Unless it's fried, which most people aren't doing, but like oven roasted Thanksgiving turkey, I think is I would prefer having a ham or really any other
anything
type of meat other than turkey. A chicken even would be preferable to turkey. I think turkey often it comes out really dry and kind of flavorless, and you have to drown it in gravy to make it decent.
Yeah, I like leftover turkey on sandwiches with, like, you know, where there's like a lot of extra stuff that's going on there to give it some moisture back. But I would agree with that.
I don't even really, I'll take it one step further. I don't even really like the traditional side dishes, like green bean casserole with crunchy onions. Who the fuck ever thought up that? Like, it's, that's so disgusting. Like, hey, this kind of sucks, but you know, it's really good with crunchy onions on top. It's like, I don't know. Or the yams with marshmallows, or the jello mold, like the green jello
mold.
I've
never understood the marshmallows. I mean, I've understood them, but like, I don't like them. Because yams are already so sweet when you cook them.
It does kind of turn it into a dessert dish.
Yeah
The one thing I just liked was the relish tray, because it's like you can have olives, carrots, and you know, like little pickles if you don't like anything else. Who doesn't like that stuff? Actually, the olives, gherkins. that's a divisive one. Do you guys like olives?
Oh, I love olives.
Green and black.
Mm-hmm. Green, Kalamata, black, everything. Give them all to me.
I like an olive bar.
I'm going to use just that as a clip. And I'm going to put it on our social media.
I don't discriminate. Give them all to me. You know, just little salty pearls.
Oh, God. Give me your little bobas.
How little bobitas?
Let's see. Things that are, I guess, widely, I don't know. Yeah.
Is there any sort of like candies that are sort of, or desserts maybe that are widely?
Ooh. Oops. I have the opposite. I have one that's the opposite. One that's hated that I love. I actually enjoy circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts, like boiled peanuts?
No, the circus peanuts, which are like big foam
flavored things.
Yeah, they kind of look like door stoppers.
Yeah.
But they're just like these really dense things that I think they still make them, but it's one of those, I think they're widely hated and kind of joked about, but
I love black licorice, and I think
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Black licorice is good.
We are old men.
I was saying the flavor that Brandon tried to pronounce earlier, anus or whatever.
Anus, when you were saying anise.
It's anise.
Star anus.
Yeah, what was I saying? I was saying I call it something else. Anus. That's what I was anise. Calling it.
Yeah.
Anus.
When it's supposed to be anise. Which I think is how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't think it's like, I don't think it's trash, but something I think is kind of overrated to me is Chick-fil-A. I don't love it, and I don't see all the hype around it. I think it's fine, but...
How do you feel about In-N-Out?
I like In-N-Out. I think In-N-Out is good.
Like worth the hype though?
Yeah, I mean the line moves pretty quickly, and their prices are good and their burgers are good, but not their fries, but whatever. Just get two burgers instead of fries.
Why don't you like their fries? I don't know that I've ever been to. Or I have.
Their fries are like
ages and ages ago,
like undercooked almost, or like they're
floppy, soft.
So they're putting a whole potato. There is one person's job to put the potato through the passer, and so they're not soaking them or anything, and they're not drying them either. So they're just literally going from being cut into the fryer.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I don't love them.
More of the moisture out.
But I did see something about I don't remember, it was like a tweet or something about it was like Chick-fil-A closes on Sunday to honor the Lord, while Taco Bell has a hot sauce named after the devil. So that's how you know which is the better fast food chain.
That's fair. I do. Speaking of feuds between fast food restaurants, I enjoyed the, what was it? I think it was Wendy's or Burger King that came out with some pretty fiery tweets after Luigi got caught in a McDonald's. Did you guys see that? Do you guys remember that when that happened?
No.
Wendy's, I think it was Burger King or Wendy's that they had one tweet and it was just like, we don't snitch. And I appreciated that. A little bit of zest.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Where they're, and I guess I didn't realize at the time what they were talking about. I was like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
Then I realized he got caught there.
Yeah.
Some popular answers here. Twinkies is the top answer. Any over-the-top fussy design cake made of fondant.
Oh, yeah. Fondant in general sucks. I'm not about it.
This person says big hamburgers. I don't see the appeal of a 2.5-inch thick slab of half-cooked meat that I need to dislocate my jaw like a snake and take a bite out of. I do agree with that. I prefer a thinner patty to a huge...
I'm also taking that video clip.
It's gonna be I don't like reel. The big, thick ones.
No, you're just the right size. The big ones hurt.
This person says LaCroix.
I used to think that, and then I found their coconut flavor. Oh, God. So good.
Really? Okay, yeah. The coconut one tastes like shampoo to me.
Yeah, well, it tastes coconut like suntan lotion or something.
The limoncello one is also really
limoncello
good.
Limoncello one, yeah. Anna likes the limoncello one, all right. But
that like one's the, weird. I don't get how everything's like zero calories, zero sugar, zero whatever, but like... It tastes like there's like some sort of like thickener or like what's well, the like getting, it has like a creamy the, sort of.
That's the fertilizer
thing.
There's no caloric. There's still no caloric intake in the.
Well, so Nestle owns LaCroix and or whatever it's called, and they were getting sued for having like high levels of carcinogens in some of their. Like chemical designs for the flavors of LaCroix. So we still get them, but I don't really get the fancy flavors.
I did keep it simple. I did graduate to Liquid Death though. I really enjoy Liquid Death. It's just more
what
volume.
Is Liquid Death?
It's sparkling water. It's okay. It's less carbonation than LaCroix, but there's still flavors. Like the one I really like is mango. But they're okay. In stovepipes, so they're 19.2 ounces.
Yeah.
I just really enjoy them. I think the carbonation level is awesome. It makes you almost feel like you're, for those of us that don't want to drink as much soda, it makes you kind of still feel like you're drinking a soda.
Okay.
I like a Topo Chico, like the carbonation, like it feels like it's like extra carbonated. I like those.
Topo Chico for you. Topo Chico for you. Those, they're really expensive though, aren't they?
I don't think so. I mean, they're like a Mexican sparkling water. Well, they're probably about to become more expensive. But, all right, you want to go to the next question?
Yeah, sure. That was a good one, but I'm ready for another.
All right, that comes from the next one comes to us from Ask Reddit user Spaghetti Parmesan. Speaking of pasta. They can ask,
get out of here.
Probably a lame question.
No, spaghetti is delicious.
Make it at home.
You'll never catch me ordering it out. they ask, how do you make more friends? Just simple as that.
Oh, God. Let's start with talk about screen names. Get a better one. put a 6 at the beginning and a 9 at the end, then everybody knows you're cool.
I you don't I make friends the same salad. question to my wife today.
You did?
How do I make more friends? No, not really.
Oh.
We've talked about it recently, like though. Why don't people like me?
Or if you're like Brandon, you just go on meetup.com and just sit at whatever table looks fun at the moment at the time.
Which of these tables has the most leather?
I'm looking for the Maple Munch Club and join their meeting.
He looks like a daddy that enjoys leather. but really, we have no idea.
Realistically, work is a good place to make friends as an adult. I'm assuming that's where they're coming, they're approaching this question from. If it's like a high schooler or something, I don't know. Like,
I'm still a fan of striking up a conversation with strangers at a bar. Like, obviously not like, hey, what are you doing here? But like, there's always unique individuals. Like, there's always a bar fly.
It's okay. I'm married too.
No, but like, you know, there's always some old guy that has stories to tell, or somebody that's probably just sitting there scrolling their phone. I'm a fan of just starting a conversation with them.
How close do you get to their ear when you strike up your conversation?
All right. So if he's sitting there and I'll be like, oh, he looks like it. I was like, hey, pretty mama, let me whisper in your ear. Let me whisper in your ear. No, I get like butterfly kisses close.
No, that's so close.
You want to be friends?
Yeah.
Hey, bitch, hey,
I don't know why, but I was listening to that song recently. Like, it gets really
funny.
It's
a weird
song. Hey, bitch, how you like that dick? How you like it? Gets, like, the lyrics are like,
it's so offensive. Yeah, it's a lot.
All right, so now just imagine you pull up and you're in the recording studio, like, hey, you got this track? Yeah, I got this track. And like trying to do that with a straight face, like all the people in the booth, like, what the hell is he doing? He's like, I got this. That. And it looks like he probably looks like he's there to throw down some like mean gangster rap. Where he's like, hey, buddy, mama, let me whisper. Yeah, yeah.
Also, you have to understand also that there's the technician, right?
That's the technician's he's listening like, to it. He's like,
ear.
Ooh, hey, all the hairs on my neck are standing up.
You might like to hear. Got a 60-ass booty and your ass looks soft. It's not just to see if it's soft. No, I'm just playing. Let's see if I can. I know. Nasty man. They say close mouth don't get fed. So I don't mind. That's my head.
Wait. Are we becoming a hip hop podcast?
No, this is ASMR. This is ASMR.
What do you see my dick? Hey, bitch, what do you see my dick? I'm gonna beat that pussy up. Hey, bitch, what do you see my dick?
Were we just talking about our parents listening?
Well, anyway, that's a real song.
A little culture. Look up Wait in parentheses, the Whisper Song by the Ying Yang Twins.
Just three white guys hanging around microphones.
Anyway, that's how you know the Ying Yang Twins for shaka shaka shaka, call the bitch Bojangles.
This is how you make friends.
Just start quoting things.
I mean, as an adult, like I am kind of going through this process right now of trying to meet people and like look for like local social groups or people who share the same interests as you. Like if you're into a particular hobby, see if there's people who are also into that hobby and join groups that participate in that hobby. And it's kind of like a
shout out Eugene's Ben's Munch Group.
Well, not the Munch Group, but but I mean, like shout out to them, sure, certainly, but it's a separate group. I do kind of feel kinks. I feel like there's a saying in AA, which don't ask me how I know this, but there's a saying in AA that's like, it works if you work it. And I kind of feel that way about making friends. Like, you have to put in effort and keep coming back to the same group and putting in the work. Basically, you can't expect to just show up once to something and then make a friend. Like, you have to establish connections over time and you know, sometimes make yourself known more. And you know, you didn't, I mean, it's not like kindergarten, you show up and like somebody's just your friend because you're there. I think as adults, you have to work at it more.
I think it's, yeah, as an adult, you have to work at it more in general, but now it's even harder with social media to actually establish those connections. Cause you can chat with whoever, you know, your friends that are 800 miles away, but what about the people that live in your community that you want to be friends with? Like, there was actually a Reddit post on the Ridgefield group, and it was like some 30-year-old person that's like, everybody here is either married or old. It's like, are there any single people here? And I was like, I guess it's probably hard to, you know, but at the same time, don't be lazy. There's a sports bar here. That's where you'll find the people that you're looking for, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how serious you are about like wanting to make friends. And are you looking for like realistically, you probably won't find somebody who's like, you know, like a best friend, but you will find people who are, you know, somebody you could go have lunch with or go to a movie with or whatever.
Or I guess it kind of depends, like you said, Brandon, on what you're looking for. If you're open to just talking to people, start playing video games. I mean, 8 billion people in this world, you can meet friends across the globe. We have friends that have done that and actually wound up visiting them. So, yeah, I don't know. Plenty of avenues.
Top answer here is, I once joined a pottery class to make friends, and now I have a collection of very questionable mugs instead. So the person says, I realized that whenever I ask a girl out, she responds with, you're such a great friend. And just like that, another friend is added to the list.
Oh, my man.
Figure out your hobby. Go do things related to that hobby. Meet new people who you have something in common.
Hold a sign on the side of the road.
This person says, smoke pot.
I make you more friendly, I guess.
Yeah, do some effort and become friends with an extrovert person, and he'll introduce you to 1,000 friends.
Also probably not. Not a bad idea.
It also might be worth, I'm doing some reflection here. It also might be worth taking a deep dive into your own sort of mindset and thinking to see, you know, what Brandon said, and also a quote that I heard from Theo Von's podcast a long time ago. Not a big fan, but something that I thought was worthwhile thinking about is that things don't change if things don't change. And so you like making the effort's going to be strong, but also taking a look at why it is that you don't have friends right now. Not that like you're necessarily the culprit, but like,
yeah. Have you ever thought that nobody wants to be your friend?
Well, no, I mean, you know, for myself, I know that, we are in a place that we don't have roots down, and making friends is really difficult. And I have recognized in myself that I have a lot of hang-ups going and striking up conversations, like Matt has been saying. And so taking a hard look at my own actions or my own sort of, what are they? Hang-ups that I'm experiencing, social anxiety, that sort of thing. And then trying to work through those or make a conscious effort or decision pertaining to that will help at least nudge you in the right direction.
Or if you have kids, try to become friends with the parents that your kids hang out with, because they're going to want to be a part of their lives. Hopefully you like the parents too. Like I actually just suggested, my kids have played with some of the neighbor kids here for several years. And I was like, I don't really even feel like I know these people. So I suggested that we go out for a happy hour. We did. And it was great.
Nice.
All very different personalities, all into different things, but our kids all like each other. And it was kind of cool to get to talk to them and have conversations with people you might not have normally had those conversations with.
So I also think just being a regular somewhere, if it's whether that's, you know, work or class or
dive bar,
a bar or wherever. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you are a familiar face, then I think that's a easy way to make friends, and because then you get to know other regulars at those events or bars or wherever it is. And it's a lot easier to insert yourself into conversations people are having if you're more familiar with the people who are there.
But again, back to putting in that effort.
Yeah. But like
it takes time too.
I think I'm kind of more on similar to Jake as opposed to Matt. Like I'm not a person who will strike up a conversation with a stranger, but if there's like kind of a pre set up sort of situation where it's like, okay, we're meeting here to just hang out or whatever, then I'm more apt to do that. Like, oh, are you here for the thing? Oh yeah, I am. Okay. I'm Brandon. I'm, you know, what's your name? You know, here's where I work here. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. And you know, I think it's easy to kind of get the ball rolling in those situations more easily for me than just finding a stranger and saying, oh, what's your name? What do you do? Or, you
know. Yeah. I mean, I've said it before, but Matt, your aptitude for striking up conversations in a meaningful way and you're also a good listener, which I think is a unique quality. You don't see that a lot. A lot of people are stuck in their heads of what they want to say or what they're thinking about, and so oftentimes it's very easily detectable when people aren't listening. And I think that you've got a great quality for being present and being, you know,
well, thank you,
sociable and personable.
It doesn't always pan out the way you think it does, but it's always nice to, I don't know, I'm always a fan of collecting stories, people's experiences. Yeah. So for my old boring life,
I do find myself as I get older becoming more confident. Like if I hear somebody like ask a question or whatever, I feel more emboldened to answer it. Like somebody having a conversation I'm not a part of, if they say, oh, what's blah 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 blah, I feel more like, I don't know, there's just something as I get older, I'm like, oh, it's this, by the way.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. That could come out as being like a know-it-all or whatever, but
that's why you're so good at trivia.
I know trivia has actually primed you really well for that in the real life.
But like I in the intro, I gave like the story about the old guy who just said the thing. But like also at the same estate sale, I parked my car, and as I got out, there's an old guy who drove by, stopped, rolled down his window, and he was like, you know, just said to me like unprompted, he was like, you're driving, what did he say? Your driver's ed instructor would be proud of the way you parked. And I just parallel parked, but like he was just an old guy who felt like he had to say something.
Yeah.
So
Like, I will say, as I get older, I do have those things.
The lower your filter gets on those things.
Yep. I've caught myself a couple of times being like, did you really need to? I don't know, some like weird, like just some stupid, probably weird compliment like that. And I was like, oh, that's something an old person would do. He's like, I don't know, it was right there. Like, when are you going to see that again?
Yeah, I do. I do sort of think that's the gateway to striking up conversations and sort of continuing conversations, because I can, generally speaking, I can start a conversation, but I just bottom out so fast. I'm like, well, look at the wall for a little bit and then walk away. That's brutal.
Look, spaghetti guy, we got some advice for you. Yeah, all you have to do is walk up to any suspecting bro. Just be like, hey, you know, you're at a bar or whatever, and bump in introduction line. You don't have to be like, hi, I'm Spaghetti. What's your name? Just be like, hey, my man, barn door is open, and watch him look down, and then he'll look up at you and he'll be really confused. You'll be like, ah, gotcha. And that's how you can start off a really good conversation with a stranger.
He's looking at your dick. Yeah. It's not exposed, but I'm going to tell you it is anyway.
Perfect.
And there you go. And now you got a bro.
New friend. Nailed it.
Easy as that. Well, do we want to put this episode to bed?
Yep. It's night time.
Well, thank you all for listening. please support the show over at Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense. Watch us over on YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Also, feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. And after you've done all that, please also rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And we'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.